Thanks, Church. Let's give a warm welcome to Pastor Nigel.
Morning, guys. Thanks, buddy. Sun's helping me out. Thanks, Ed. I know you had the job one in hand. The guys decided I needed a bigger stool. You can all see me? Great to be in the house of God, yeah? Good to be with you. Andrew and I had a great holiday, and then I went in for an operation, just so I don't have to tell every single person in the church. I'm in a cast. I actually had a bone removed from my foot, and I've got a fiberglass cast on. I was supposed to write Impact 2015 on the bottom to show you all. I didn't quite get there, but I'll be better in no time, God willing. So, God heals, amen? And the good news is that the surgeon said it was a complete success, the operation. And because some of you are squirmish, I didn't bring the piece of bone that they took out of my foot. It's about 2 centimetres long by 1 centimetre wide. Anyway, those of you who want to see, just have to come to my house and I can show you that. We're going to do something to start our meeting this morning, and then the young youth are going to go to, what's it called? Junior Connect. We should call it Junior Life Group now, shouldn't we? So that comes out today. So Junior Life Group. But before we do that, what I would like to do, this side here on my left, give me a wave. Hello. So the young ones, and if you've already got one from Girl Lounge, which I'm going to talk about in the vision today, if you've already got one from Girl Lounge, you don't need to get one, but the boys will need to get one. So this side, I've got Roy and Jane, or Jane at the back there. Go and pick yourself a journal before you go. All this side, please, and those of you who are coming back, come back. You're not going to junior youth, you're coming back. So that side, go and get a journal, because it might be a girly one, might be a good boy one, so you've got a choice. Move now. The whole side, yep, go and get yourself a journal, and I'll explain what that means in a minute. Then junior youth are going out, and the rest of that side of the church are coming back. Fantastic. Should have a bit of music or something. I can't dance, so... Let's have some music, because this will take about 3 or 4 minutes for everybody. Fantastic. All right. Got some PowerPoints, so Conrad, if we're going to get the first... Let's put Impact 2015 up. If that's not up there already, that's it. Beautiful. All right, middle section, please go and get your journals. Pick a boy one if you're a boy. Well, if you want a girl one, I guess you can pick a girl one. Stuck on camera, I don't know why. Just turn it off, maybe. I can do it. If you can turn it off. Yeah. I'll do it.
But it might still be on camera.
No, it's not good. Good. Thanks, mate. Don't know what happened then. Okay, I think the right-hand side, you can go get your journals as well, please. All right, well, that's just being finished. I just want to thank all our staff and volunteers that have done a great job while I've had this operation. Really appreciate all our guys and volunteers and leaders, and just the way the music team's carried on, the way the service team's carried on, the way all our staff have got on with the job. So let's give ourselves a hand this morning. Thank everybody. Brilliant. All right, we're nearly there. Last few. Fantastic. And then we'll take our seats. Who's excited about 2015? It's a different feel, isn't there, this year?
Yeah.
Which is just a fantastic. So let's start this morning. Our theme, as you can see, is impact. And I want to give you a definition of impact, which has three parts, which I'm going to utilize this morning. And that definition of impact, if you want to take notes, it'd be a good morning to do it, because we're going to continue this vision throughout the year in various facets of it. And so, definition, the first meaning of definition is collision. Who would have thought that's pretty correct? When you have impact, it's collision. And the second one is a strong effect or influence. And the third, to resist breaking when struck. I want to say this in relation to our what's behind me here about loving God, each other, the community. If we're going to love God, we must have a collision with Jesus. We must collide with Jesus. Second, our influence is determined by our heart breaking free. And our heart breaking free is our love for God and our love for one another. If your heart's closed, you won't love anybody. And so I want it this year for us, even if we love each other a little bit, to open our hearts more. Cool? It's a good thing to do. And thirdly, under pressure, we resist breaking. Who'd like to resist breaking a bit more this year? That's a great one, isn't it? Where we're actually stronger in our God to know that the peace of God and those things that we don't understand and those frustrations, those problems that we have in life, we've all have them. But we don't allow them to destroy what we have in God. We keep loving Him. We keep loving one another. And because if we're strong in this area, then the outward focus is our love for our community. And that's really important, because that's the end goal, right? But if we crack, we break, we can't reach it. And so let me talk to you this morning about the first one, our love for God. It was Jesus who said to the lawyer, who was trying to catch him, and he asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And the first commandment given to Moses, you shall have no other gods before me. And then Jesus says similarly in Matthew 22, which is where we take our love God, each other, our community from. Our vision doesn't change from year to year that much. But it's this, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Heart, soul, mind. And so, what can we do? I want to ask you this question. What can we do to allow Jesus to impact us greater? Probably not the best English for those teachers around, but forgive me. What can we do to allow Jesus to impact us greater? And I think the very first thing that personally we need to do is our personal prayer and meditation. Now, before I go on, I'm going to talk about the journals that you have in your hands. These journals are for a specific purpose. They are not for taking notes in church. I should have said that earlier. Looks like some of you already started. Yeah, I want you to take notes on two particular things which are coming up. If you want to take notes, grab another bit of paper. Grab something else. Because this journal is for one specific purpose. So forgive me. I love to stand up, you know. I like to move around. I'm not in the zone quite. No, I'm good. It's fantastic. You know, so what can we do to allow Jesus to impact us greater? Prayer. Prayer is one of the ways that we collide with him. And we can get acquainted to the nature of God through our prayer life. We recognize that it's his right to command when we're praying. You know, we can get swayed, can't we, by so many things in our world. And I am convinced that when we pray to God, when we spend moments in his presence individually, whoever we are, if we've just started a relationship with God or we've been a Christian a long time, you know as well as I do that we have to discipline ourselves in this area of our life. It doesn't come naturally. But the more we pray, the easier it becomes. And so I would consider that each one of us prays regularly, each day, spend time praying. Spend time asking God for your day. You know, the best way to start your day is with him. And then when things start to go pear-shaped, as I always do in our world, we know that we've got something behind us because we've prayed. And so I'd encourage you to pray. I'm also really convinced that when we pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to pray in Jesus' name, which is why we always say in Jesus' name when we end our prayers. Because we pray through Christ. There's no other God but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came. He died for our sins. We pray to him. And we recognize his supremacy when we pray. We recognize that some of the things we've been planning, which I'm going to talk about this morning a little bit more, some of the ideas that we have, but we submit them to the purposes of God when we pray. He gives us direction. And if we are to love God with everything we have got, prayer will be, as Paul describes in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Say it with me, pray without ceasing. And so this morning I was up in my sitting on the chair, because that's pretty much what I need to do at the moment. It's only short term. 11th of March, my cast comes off, and then I can wear a boot, which I'll look forward to. I should be able to walk around a bit more. But you know, I was sitting up, and in under my breath, I'm praying. I'm saying, come on, Lord, what do you want for this year? What do you want for this day? When you drive to work, you can get into this atmosphere. Turn the radio off. Doesn't do you any good anyway. Let's enjoy the presence of God. And you know, we have personal prayer. I'd encourage you, I've been talking about that. And then there's corporate prayer. One of the greatest things you can do is come to our corporate prayer meeting on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Join us to prayer. Caroline, you're always there. Isn't it great to pray? Great to pray with the music team, but also great to pray. So with everyone that can make that meeting. It's only half an hour. We finish by 7:30. Why? Because if we really mean what Jesus has commanded us to do, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. So we've got to be prayers. Let me explain this just a little bit more. With all my soul, with all my life, I am willing to give up my life to devote it to his service and to live to him. That's what this verse is saying. That's loving God. I am willing to give up my life. It's my soul. It's everything. I'm devoting my life. Yes, we go to work. Yes, we have other things. But we can't neglect the fact that we are to live first and foremost. It's a command of Christ to love him. With all my soul. With all my mind. To submit the intellect to his will. One of the commentators said. On this verse, to submit my intellect to the will of God. Sometimes we think we've got some pretty good ideas. I do. Does anyone else think they've got some good ideas? I've got some great ideas. But then they're not that good compared to God's ideas. Yeah? So we've got to submit them to God, to love the Bible and the gospel more than we do the decisions of our own minds. Gossip, lying, what didn't Andrew do a great job with that last week? Financial decisions, relational decisions, intellectually, the Lord Jesus takes priority. And the second part of being on collision course with Jesus is to meditate on the Word of God. It's an attitude toward God. And if you're at our leaders' meeting, I mentioned the Psalm 1, which I'll show you in a moment. Your prosperity is tied up. Your success as a person is tied up in the way that you are able to meditate on the Word of God. And so it says in Psalm 1 verse 2, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf shall also not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Don't neglect the Word of God in your life, church. We want to hear what God is saying to you. And we want to hear from all the cultures in our church. And so this year, we've agreed that, you know, that at least once a month, someone from a culture, whatever culture that is, it might be Aussie, it might be English, it might be Malaysian, it might be Indian, it might be Aboriginal, whatever your culture is, we want to hear a short message about why it's important to give to God this year. Because we love God so much, we want to hear from you. So that's a way we thought we could do that this year. Our services, what a great way to continue to allow time to experience the Holy Spirit through our worship. And so if part of loving God is to come into the presence of God and worship Him, it's important to come to the house of God. It's important to worship Him. Worship transforms you as we have an atmosphere of the loving relationship of Jesus and us together. I would ask us also this year on this point of loving God, an expectancy to believe and see miracles. God has risen. He's alive. He's not dead. He's not on the cross, nailed to it. And so I am convinced that God wants us to have this on our mind and our hearts and to believe. An expectancy to believe that God wants to set people free. And we've seen plenty of that in 2014. Let's continue that this year. You know, Mark 16 is a scripture I'm going to talk about more next week. I love this passage of scripture. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And then it says, these signs will follow those who believe. Who believes here this morning? Who believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, these signs will follow those who believe. This is Jesus talking to his disciples and he says this, in my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We've got to believe these kind of verses in our, for that God's put them there for a reason. See, verses like this are designed by God to impact us in such a way that we take action. Can we take action in our heart today to start with? And say, Lord, I thank you that you're going to use me this year. I can lay hands on someone and they will recover. This year, I can believe for those things that are annoying me in the spiritual realm. I can pray in the name of Jesus and demons will flee. We're a Pentecostal church. There's the enemy, the devil, and then there's God and Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, okay, so we got, you know, the Holy Spirit, what an important part. We speak in new tongues. We can talk about that more as the year goes on. We take up serpents. You know, there's things that come against us on a probably some of us on a daily basis. If we've got a business and we're a Christian, you know, there's obstacles. But you know, the Bible says we can take those serpents up and they will have no effect on us. So when the things get to you, you know, grab that thing and say, no, in Jesus' name, I thank you that I'm getting through this. Can we do that together as a church this year? I won't be able to, I can, might be able to drink, I drink something poisonous and it won't, will have no effect on me, the Bible says. It will by no means hurt me. We will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. At C3 Fremantle, we are not ashamed or timid of being a Pentecostal Christian. In the book of Acts, the early church were worshiping God together. And these people were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in new tongues. The end result of the baptism in the Holy Spirit on this occasion was that 3,000 people came to Christ and were baptized. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. The end result is that people come to Christ. But there's a lot more, which I'm going to talk about in the journal part in a moment. We need the Holy Spirit in all its forms and with all the gifts to make disciples. We should be saying this year, you know, help me to be a better disciple this year, Lord. And the Holy Spirit gives you and I strength to keep going, to keep doing good works and keep believing in Him. Paul says, when he prays in another tongue, when he speaks in that language, that his spirit prays. It's good to pray with our spirit because when my spirit prays, I am connected to those things that the Lord Jesus Christ has for me to do in my life. This year, we're going to ask as many people, you know, make it a blanket invite. Who'd like to go to Presence Conference in 2015? Presence Conference is a conference where we enjoy the presence of God for 3 nights and 2 full days. It's held at a convention center in the Darling Harbour. It's a great holiday spot as well. And so we're going to have more information out on that, but it's a great thing to experience God together. And so we're going to open that up. We're also, who'd like to know a bit more about their Bible this year? You know, the Bible, Phil Pringle's leadership modules, we're going to run those this year. We're going to start with one of the Bible C3 college units. I'm going to get the date out in the next few weeks with our team. And just a 8-week course on leadership, on how to be effective as a leader. You don't have to be a leader to be involved in this course, but it will help you do life better. And so another thing we want to do is our book club. Andrea spends time sourcing books that will grow you. So there's an opportunity there as well. And so that concludes my section on loving God. Can we pray individually and pray corporately this year? Can we read our Bible, meditate on the Word of God, allow His Word to impact our lives? Secondly, love each other. Turn to your neighbor and say, thanks for loving me. Thanks for loving me. See, the Bible says in Matthew 22, 39, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus is not only giving us what to do in this verse, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That's what we've got to do. That's what he's saying that disciples do. But he's also saying, he's giving us application now, and this follows through to loving each other and community. He's giving this application. He's giving the how to do it. How do we do it? Love your neighbor as yourself. And so when your love for God is sincere, say that word with me. Let's have sincere, sincere. It's not word and tongue only. Sincerity requires that we are engaged for Him. And we must have a due concern. What the scripture is saying is that what Jesus is saying to us is that we must have a due concern for the welfare of our souls and bodies. And we must love our neighbor as truly and sincerely as we love ourselves. In many cases, we deny ourselves for the good of others, and that's influence. Every week, the music team denies themselves and gets here around 8 o'clock in the morning because of their sincere love to bless the congregation, the church. You know, I think it's incredible the amount of great servers we have. But when you're passionate for Christ, it actually comes quite easily. And so how can we impact others? That's a question we've got to ask ourselves. How can you impact someone else? Well, there's church services. If you're a Christian, come to church. It's a prerequisite. Come into the house of God. It could be Kids Zone this year. Be involved in that. You know, and all the kids ministry. We love having kids. We love the multi-generational church that we've got. Might be youth this year, yet young adults. Any kind of group associated in building the church is how we can impact others. Any service area in the church comes under the heading of loving each other. And these areas are a way to impact others. And I will be spending time over the coming weeks, and I won't be spending so much time today, but talking about serving and the importance of serving in the house of God, C3 Fremantle. Your life is really important to God. Every person here, your life is vital. And so we want you to impact and encourage others through what you bring to the body of Christ. And we do that best through serving one another. We're going to change our connect groups to life groups. Say it with me. Yeah, life groups. Let's say it a few times so we get the idea. Life groups. Life groups. So ask yourself today, who am I doing life with? Who am I doing life with? In the context of being a Christian, we must do life with one another. Hebrews 10:24, great verse. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We are to consider how we can be of service to each other. We are to consider how we can stir up each other in the most effective way to increase our love for God and the practice of good works. You know, the communion of the saints is a great help and privilege. C3 sing a song about all the saints in a row. We haven't sung it here yet. But you know, what an amazing thing when we get to know other people. Who's been blessed by getting to know someone new? It's a great thing, isn't it? Getting to know other people. You know, I've had this great story. It's repeated to me this week. Eunice, one of our youth leaders, had a vision. I don't know if she got it originally, but that's not the point. But the point is this. There's a prompting of the Holy Spirit to change the way youth was run. And the words she couldn't get out of her mind were girl lounge. And she asked, possibly actually persuaded my daughter Sarah to have a think about helping her. And they both became passionate about the possibilities this group would have. And so this year, our youth are going to have girl zone and boy zone, girl lounge and boy time. By coming together, and they're still going to come together for C3 events and outings. You know what I love about this? They are not doing it for themselves. Their sincere love in Christ compelled them to be of service to others. I love that. They are having an impact by seriously considering what is best for our young people at this time. They are being sincere in their love for God to see this group expand and grow. You know what? As a pastor of the church, I'm going to get behind stuff like that. I'm going to say, wow, that's incredible. That's wonderful that God's speaking to you in that way. You know, when people have this kind of determination and selflessness, I'm going to champion their cause. Let's champion everybody's cause if they've got something great that they want to implement that's going to be helpful to growing the house of God and bringing others into relationship with Christ. That's loving each other. We need each other. We need each other more as the day approaches, the Bible says. And steadfastness and perseverance occurs through our meeting together. We want everyone to be, for that reason, in a life group this year. If you're not in a life group today, I would encourage you to go and see Claire at the information desk as soon as we finish today and say, which group would be suited to me? I need to do life with other people in the house of God. And those of us that are already in a life group, we know the importance of it. Let's keep doing life together. And the Bible says we need to be diligent in doing life together. It makes sense to do this with people who are like-minded. I know that there's a bike group, a bicycle riding group on Saturday mornings. I'm guessing it's still going this year. It will be, I'm sure. You know, I'm going to come to this in a moment. But whatever group you're in, there's a couple of things that we really want to do. And this is where your journals become handy. So if you've got your journals, get ready, because I'm going to give you a couple of points in a moment that you're going to write in there. So have them ready. You know, you've seen all the stickers on the cars, random acts of kindness. We don't want to be random in our acts of kindness. We want to be deliberate in our acts of kindness. D-A-K. Say it with me, deliberate acts of kindness. Listen to the Holy Spirit's prompting. So with our Good News Journal, open to the first page. I want you to write number one. Can we all do this together? Write number one. If you've got a pen, write number one. You can abbreviate this, but I'm just going to say it. I want us to do this every day for 365 days till we do our next vision. Yeah? So day one is today. Write down at the end of each day one positive thing that happened in your day. Write down at the end of each day one positive thing that happened in your day. I've put there, it could be a success in a relationship that, you know, good news there, something happened at work, with your kids, a problem was solved. It could be a multitude of things. What I want us to be able to do this year is to have a positive mindset. Who'd like to be more positive? It's easy to go to the negative. These are some messages that will be coming up this year. So, write that one thing down. Your husband brought you flowers. That might be, wow! That's a positive. So every day before you put your head on your pillow at night, write a positive thing down before you go to sleep. And second, write D-A-K. D-A-K. And if you're not remembering it, let's write it down anyway. A deliberate act of kindness. Deliberate act of kindness. And this is where the Holy Spirit has asked you to do something for someone else and you doing it. This may not be every day, but it will be, I'm trusting, at least once a week. Write that down by recording what the Holy Spirit has asked you to do and then doing it. It may be in a conversation at the gymnasium. I met my friend Darren at a coffee shop after I'd been to the hospital the other day, and he goes, wow, you've lost weight. I said, so good to see you. You know, for me, that was a good news. I was rapt that I saw him because I'm not at the gym at the moment. You know, so that's one good new bit of good news. You know, thank you, Lord, that I saw my friend. And then a deliberate act of kindness. It's a plus one moment, right? The plus sign, plus one. It's a plus one moment. Now, you've all heard my story of my ongoing relationship with some of my friends at the gymnasium. For those of you who may have never heard them, it's quite simple. Some of them are a long way from God. They're probably at negative 100. But through a conversation with me, like my friend who said to me, "Do you have Bibles in your church?" I was able to explain to him that, yes, we have Bibles in church. He had a Catholic upbringing. He had some sort of knowledge of God, but it hadn't been to church for years. And so I said to that young man, a lot younger than me, said to that young man, "Yes, I would be gladly show you a Bible. Yes, yes, you will be able to understand it. Yes, God is understandable." He didn't know that you could understand God, that it's not that difficult. And so what am I doing? I'm bringing that person from maybe negative 100 to 99. Well, that's a plus one moment. We can all have plus one moments this year. It's that DAC, it's that deliberate act of kindness. Rather than just brushing someone off, thinking, "Lord, is there a moment here?" Write that down in your journal this year. And then when we have our connect groups, our life groups, I just said it. What are they this year? They're our life groups. We should be able to share at least one plus one moment in each connect, in each life meeting, each life group, a plus one moment. Why are we calling them life groups? Because we want to do life together. So create your own good news. And I guarantee that you will have a more fulfilled life as you look back over your journal day in, day out, week in, week out. After a few months, you'll be going, "Wow, look at all this good stuff." We need to encourage each other to be positive. Amen? And to be deliberate in our impact with others. And lastly, under pressure, we resist breaking because the end goal, we can't resist, we want to resist breaking because we want to love our community. The end goal is too important. And so love for our community. This is still under the umbrella of the verse of Matthew 22, 39. Love your neighbour. And I want to use Mark 16 this morning. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's four things here. We are commanded to go, to preach, to preach the gospel or the good news to every creature. And so, Jesus says, "I want you to go." You know, 2/3 of God's name is go. Jesus wants us not just to sit, but to go. He says it here, go. We are commanded to preach. Now, this is not just the preaching, sharing that happens on a Sunday by a person. I want to make this very clear today that whoever we are, we impact someone else. Our good news moment, our story of what God's done in our life, it is impacting someone else. That also is preaching. It's going with the gospel, the good news. To take, it's actually, the right terminology is to make known. We can make known God more this year. Thirdly, our command to take the gospel, the good news of salvation through Christ. Our sins are forgiven, our souls are saved. We thank God for those moments where it's been in our lives where there may have been a difficult situation, but we thank God that Christ has brought us through. You know, that's a salvation moment as well. And it all helps to bring others into relationship with Christ. To every human being, every creature, if they look half human, you've got something great to say to them. You know, if you're not sure, preach to them anyway. In other words, just be yourself. Who you are is just as important as what you say. We've got to be who we are. It's who we are that's going to have the most impact. And so, how can we impact our community this year? We're going to have events to provide us with opportunities to invite people along. The very first one this year happens to be our men's event, our Real Men event. Invite someone along. Our ladies' events, invite someone to those. Easter and Christmas, maybe change your holiday so you can be here for Easter and Christmas. It's so important that we go into the world and reach every creature with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Consider what God has for you this year. Then Port Care is a charity that we run, which is part of the vision of C3 Fremantle. It is our local community outreach. It doesn't involve everyone in our church, but we're glad that we have established and run Port Care. Port Care is a charity on South Street. I would encourage you, if you're part of our church, to pop in and say hello to Catherine, who runs, helps in the shop. We've obviously our pastor, Pastor Charlie, who is a manager of that whole area on charity of Port Care. You know, we have a catch cry for Port Care: meet a need, change a life. And I know there's people here that have been impacted by Port Care. We run a low-cost clothing, furniture, groceries. We do a lot of hampers at Christmas time and all throughout the year. We work in with Centrelink. We work in with lots of other agencies that help the community when people are in need or struggling, or a women's refuge, whatever it is. Port Care is involved. What a great arm of the church. And so that's another way we impact our community. And Port Care also provides the food for the breakfast program. Some of you might even be aware of this, but we have a breakfast program and an opening in the South Fremantle Senior High School run by some of our young people, and that's each Monday morning. Port Care supplies the bacon and eggs and the rolls for that, and it's an opportunity. And now we're starting to see young boys coming into the youth program on a Friday night. How awesome is that? Let's continue to see our lives changed in this area. We want to do a second year missions conference. I enjoyed our first ever proper conference last year for missions. And those of you who may be newer to our church, you know, the youth went on a Philippines trip, just finished in January. Well, they want to go again, so we've said, well, does that fit the criteria of loving God, each other, the community? I think it does. Hey, Jim. I think it meets us all three really easily. Any young person that's passionate about seeing other lives transformed, well, I'm going to put my hand up and go, let's do this again. And so the young guys are going again in January 2016. And so we're going to have opportunities to raise funds for that. Our young people, they need a bit of a hand from time to time, but isn't it enjoyable watching the fruit of these young lives and the young leaders that are developing? It's a fantastic thing. And we're hearing too from Louis, those of you who are in our leaders' meeting, of the great things and the great impact that the Philippines people, both ways, both we've had on them and they've had on us. It's tremendous. Also, planning to be confirmed. Let's pray that Ebola is eradicated from West Africa. I came back from Indonesia with Andrea mid-January, and if I had been anywhere in West Africa, I was going to be quarantined. Those of you who travel, you know that. Let's trust that that form is gone. You know, soon. Can we keep praying for that? Because we're going to tentatively book October school holidays. I'm not sure of the date, but the October school holidays, I know some of you asked me to take a team of people to Liberia and help our churches. You know, there's five churches now. Incredible. And I've got a man in Ghana who's asking to be part of C3 as well through a contact with Pastor Collie. Good things are happening up there. Yeah, it is quite incredible. And so there's some things. Also, of course, Southeast Asia, working with Josh Jagerman and everything that's happening in Burma. There's a lot. Because we've got our missions conference, it'll all come out in a greater detail there. I want to talk for a moment just about our story, our future, which happens in March. It's our building program. Who likes this facility? I like this facility. Come on, give us a rave. Who likes all our facilities for our church? Yeah. You know, it's God's desire to see more and more buildings in the world dedicated to his purposes. And I am convinced that God wants us to bring offerings on a regular basis for the upkeep of the building, but also for our facilities, but also for the ongoing expansion of the kingdom of God. And so, you know, it's through some great givers in our church that we've been able to first, with a lot less people, be able to have an opportunity with the bank's help. And you know, our mortgage is coming down. And I'd like to see our mortgage become even less in the next few years so that we can do even more to impact and actually have enough equity to, if we need to, have more buildings raised for C3 Fremantle around this area. And that's within a half an hour radius, which I'm going to talk about in a second. And I know I'm slightly over time, but that's okay, right? And so next month I'm going to be speaking more on this subject. Nothing beats the house of God. You only need to read the Psalms. Nothing beats the house of God. Amen? We welcome the Lord. We welcome it. It's great to be in the courts of the Lord. And so blessed are those who dwell in your house. And so that's coming up. And I want to talk into our campus in 2016. We are going to plant a service in the Wellard area in 2016. Come on, give me something. Cool. I know some of you travel, and we really honour you for making the half-hour trip because you enjoy our church. And I am convinced that God wants to use us in that area. Lots of new housing, lots of development. What a great area to start a service. So we're going to start a service next year. It happens to be our 20th anniversary as a church as well. So what a great time to stretch out and start a service down there. Our young people are already pumped about this service. And so let me just say, it's time to stretch out. God wants his church to grow. So if it means a little bit of pain or a little bit of extra effort, then we're up for it because God wants his church to grow. And so to multiply, it's quite obvious. We have to offer multiple services. And we think because of the number of people that come from this region that it makes sense for us to start a service down there. Why? Because the more hooks we have in the water, the more fish we can catch. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was just thinking, it's just an idea at the moment. It may be that we call this service in 2016. When it grows to over 75 people, because 75 people is like, that's when you become a church. I'm trusting that's not going to take too long. But maybe it'll be C3 Fremantle South. And then in a few more years' time, we could have C3 Fremantle East. Come on. That would be cool, wouldn't it? There's opportunities for people and there's giftings in this church that we're going to expand this year so that we can grow. God wants his church to grow. And so we can't just say, well, when we get to this or when we get to that, God wants his church to grow. So Father, today, I pray that you will anoint the vision. I pray that every one of us will take up the desire and have impact on our lips. How can we impact? And Lord, that we would love you through prayer and meditating on your word. Father, I pray that today, that we would not only pray and meditate and have that personal relationship and love for you, that we would be involved in service to you. We would join in the house of God and get involved in any area that we can get involved in, whether it be kids' zone, youth, whatever, Father, that we would be a blessing and love one another. And Lord, we would go from there, Father, and we want to love our neighbor as ourselves, and part of that is our community. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be of greater service to the body of Christ. There are things that you want to use this church to expand and grow. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in 2015 and into 2016 in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. We can continue to talk about vision next week. Have a great morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget to register for a life group this year. And we're going to have a new people's morning tea in very soon outside. Steve will explain where to go. God bless you. Yeah, we're going to pray for people. If you want prayer this morning for healing, come forward.